the music of Ozomatli, the hybrid multicultural LA band that's known for its political activism and lately for its strong anti-war message. So we were surprised to learn that Ozomatli was sent on a 2-week concert tour of the Middle East sponsored by the U.S. State Department. Ozomatli played in Jordan, Egypt, and Tunisia. The band has just arrived back in Los Angeles, and the group's trumpeter, saxophonist, and clarinetist, Ulises Bea, joins us from L.A. Mr. Bea, how did this tour come about?
See, if we do another one of these gigs, I think we have to give NPR a little percentage of what we get paid.
I see.
What happened was this woman named Sharon, who was at the time in D.C., heard an interview program that we had done with NPR. And she later got stationed to, I believe, India, then right after that, Nepal. But she was the one who set the wheels in motion with bringing us out at that time to India and Nepal. We got to do New Delhi, Chandigarh, Bangalore, and also one day in Kathmandu. After the success of those shows, and I think they organized this Mideast trip.
I should say, I mean, NPR is happy to toot its own horn, but we actually didn't know about the NPR connection until after we got interested in this tour in the first place.
You can't pay for that publicity.
Absolutely. Well, with the State Department sponsoring this tour, what did you have to work out with them in advance about terms, what you could or couldn't say, the kind of message you might be bringing?
Well, I think we both had to come to an agreement, a mutual understanding and respect. It was obviously, you know, an interesting experience to even negotiate to get to that point, being the kind of band we are, the things that we've supported in the past, and the things that we're supporting at this moment.
Like what?
Well, obviously, the freshest one being the anti-war movement. Mm-hmm. You know, we were one of the first bands to participate in any anti-war concert here in the States post 9/11.
And in these shows, there wouldn't have been any overt message against the war, or was there?
It depended on the show, and I think it depended on our feeling. And yeah, we would, you know, talk about how we felt about peace and how we wanted peace as a band.
Have you heard from fans who are really disappointed in the band and maybe say, gosh, they've sold out?
No, actually, I haven't heard anything from the fans as far as, like, I think we've shown our colors always for what we are and what we stand for. I mean, how else would I be able to have done it? Playing a Palestinian camp in Jordan, playing an orphanage in, like, Egypt, playing a free show in Alexandria.
Was there one moment from this tour, this Ozomatli tour, that you look back on now and are really savoring as sort of the reason that you did it in the first place?
We got to see some wonders of the world, whether it was Petra or the pyramids. One of the really, really also, besides the you know, seeing these things, that was a high point for me personally, was we were walking around the pyramids, and me and this other cat, he just came up to me at first with just a basic kind of like, I love Americans, but I don't agree with this and I don't agree with that. And at that moment, it felt like a closure to a certain kind of feeling I've always had in my life. That feeling of, I wish I could just talk to somebody from out there. I wish I could just connect with somebody out there in the middle of like these pyramids and the Sphinx and things. And we were just talking about all the things that he felt was going on with the foreign policy, how I felt was going on. And it's like we agreed on a lot of things, and then we didn't agree on certain things. And it was like, it was all right. It was beautiful. And we walked away shaking hands, like, I'll see you later, man.
Well, Ulises Bea, welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Ulises Bea of the band Ozomatli, which just wrapped up a 2-week tour of Egypt, Jordan, and Tunisia, sponsored by the State Department. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.